What's up, guys? What you're about to hear is Green Day's American Idiot, obviously the clean version. I'll get some things out of the way before I start the song. This I would consider program music. The music video, the words, and the music behind the words all hint at it being a song about rebellion and a song about how they are distrustful of the American government and they don't like what's going on in their country and they feel as though they have no say. This song is written in major key, and here we go. As you can see, this song comes out with very loud dynamics and a very fast tempo, already creating a sense of excitement, or maybe even an extent of rebellion. This is where the chorus starts. The guitar in the background provides backup to the lyrics throughout the entire song, except where that drum solo happens between some of the verses and the chorus. This is the second verse. Here goes the chorus again.
You guys can hear how almost all the throughout the entire song there's a steady guitar, but when they go to say something in the verses, it cuts to that quick little drum solo. That is to highlight what they are saying and let you know that it is important what they're saying.
Here's the guitar solo. This is one of Green Day's most famous guitar solos.
That da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na is a pretty constant ostinato heard throughout the entire song. I think it's really catchy, personally.
Here comes the chorus again. There really aren't too many crescendos or decrescendos throughout this piece. It's just a constant fortissimo dynamic.
And that's the end of the song. So, all in all, if I had to give a theme to the song, obviously I would say it's about rebellion. You hear the loud guitar throughout. It's almost obnoxious how loud it is. And you hear that their words are very stressed because without analyzing too deeply into the lyrics, they are about political distress in the United States. And the music behind it gets quieter while they are speaking important things. And that lets the listener hear those things better. And then it comes back with the loud, obnoxious guitar. With that being said, I think this is a very good song, and I hope you guys like my podcast. Peace out, YouTube.